In specialty crop news, the California apple industry is facing more problems than just drought conditions. California Apple Commission Executive Director Alex Ott says global issues continue to limit U.S. exports.
Bottom line is we need additional export markets opened. We're going to need additional markets in general opened. We have a very large crop coming out of the Pacific Northwest. We have a very large crop coming out of Michigan and a good crop coming out of New York. So overall, there's going to be a lot of apples out there. The way the international politics are working with Russia, now shutting its borders to fresh fruit. You have the Europeans that are concerned with, some of the legal registered materials that we use here in the United States. You have port issues in Southeast Asia. All of these are starting to put pressures on apple crops. And when you start getting those types of pressures, those apples need to find a home.
California's apple export window is relatively small and can change in length. Ott says the flood of apples from the U.S. added with the global export issues equals a shrinking window for California.
For California, since we don't store our apples, we pick, pack, and ship. What ends up happening is we have a very narrow window. If the southern hemisphere fruit, Argentina, Chile, those countries are long and Washington is early, our window shrinks. If Washington is late and Chile is early, then our window opens. As you have more apples that are out there and less markets to deliver because of political issues that are out there, or trade barriers for that matter, that tends to open or shrink that California window. So our concern is if we don't resolve not just the drought issue, but some of these political, global issues, we're going to have not just an issue for California, but it's going to be an issue for the United States as a whole for the apple industry.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.